Good day, I'm John Sleggers. Catholic Schools Week closes in Alton this week with a gala tonight to celebrate 61 years of Spalding Catholic Schools. Deacon Dan Goble was a student at Spalding, saw his children attend there, and now works in the school. Goble grew to see the value of Catholic education.
It reminds me of how blessed I am. I mean, we live in an area in the Northwest Iowa where we're so blessed with the gift of faith and such, and it's easy to take that for granted. But now being a staff member at the school, being able to teach religion class to the fifth and sixth graders, you know, that faith has grown even deeper yet, and being able to hand that faith on, not just to my children, but also to the students in the classroom, has been such a blessing and such a joy, and I'm really going to miss that probably the most.
The gala will be bittersweet in that the school will be closing this year. For now, Deacon Goble is helping students and teachers transition to their next school after Spalding closes, and he too wants to stay in Catholic education.
Myself, personally, I've been in contact with Galen, and they're exploring adding a position where it'd be kind of like a chaplain role, a spiritual life role and such. So I'm super excited about that. I love sharing my faith with the students, and I think that would be a great fit because they have a need there. Whether it's me or somebody else, there's a need there, and I think that would be a great fit for them.
Spalding Catholic Schools began in 1962 and included schools in Hospers, Granville, and Alton. A fire yesterday at a Rock Valley residence caused injury to its elderly occupant. The Sioux County Sheriff's Office says the fire was reported to the County Communications Center around 12:30 p.m. Rock Valley Fire and Ambulance responded. Hull Fire Department provided mutual aid. One person was inside the residence at 1617 13th Avenue. The 86-year-old was inside the house when the fire started, and he exited the home on his own. He was taken to Hegg Health Center and later flown to a burn unit for additional treatment. Damage to the home was estimated at over $80,000. The cause of the fire is not known, and it's under investigation by Rock Valley Fire and the State Fire Marshal. The governor's proposed overhaul of area education agencies was tabled by a subcommittee in the Iowa House this week. House Speaker Pat Grassley says House Republicans intend to reset the conversation with parents and school officials and build off the governor's plan. Grassley says legislators and the governor share the goal of improving outcomes for students with disabilities, but the discussion generated by the governor's plan has created a level of uncertainty among parents and schools who rely on AEAs. Thursday, Governor Reynolds told reporters it was time to act to make AEAs more accountable after 20 years of poor test scores among students with disabilities. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst is joining other Republicans in the U.S. Senate who are calling for an investigation of how the Biden administration has handled changes in the free application for federal student aid, otherwise known as FAFSA. Ernst says the U.S. Department of Education wasted time on taxpayer-funded handouts to people with college loan debt and fumbled the changes in FAFSA. An estimated 17 million college-bound students who filled out FAFSA forms will have to wait for financial aid offers from schools. That's because the data in those forms is normally delivered to colleges and universities in the late fall or early winter, but this year's delivery is now expected in March. It means students likely won't find out until April how much federal financial aid they qualify for and how much their college of choice might offer in scholarships. And much of Iowa is seeing above normal temperatures for the first week in February. That's a radical change from just a couple of weeks ago. January wrapped up with some Iowa cities reporting mid-50s for highs, and state climatologist Justin Glisson says that's some 60 to 70 degrees warmer than the middle of the month when we were in the teens below zero with wind chills of 40 below. Some Iowa cities saw more than 20 inches of snow during January, and many communities ended up 10 to 15 inches above their averages for snowfall. Glisson says the month concluded as the third snowiest January on record for Iowa. As for the month ahead, Glisson says we can expect more of what we've been seeing all week, warmer than normal temperatures. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sleggers.